This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Oliver Jones, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us for show number one. This is our first ever podcast we've done the entire time we've been here in 20 years.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Never gets old. We've been busy with our 20th year. That's a fact. First and foremost, we have a brand new sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the studios go, our show, the radio station, the fine folks of Pinky's Plumbing.
Yeah, man.
And we were fortunate enough to meet with them last week. They brought in brisket for breakfast.
That's why we were fortunate enough to meet with them last week.
Exactly. And it was one of the best briskets that I've had in a long, long time.
I was questioning it because he was cutting it thick, and I'm just like, oh, man. And then it melted in my mouth. He is from Texas. He clearly knows what he's doing. I don't recommend eating brisket for breakfast only because by noon, I wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah, but I'm not going to not eat brisket if it's in front of me, but I'm like, man, it's 10:30, but fine.
Yeah, the brisket was good, and then that night I had a steak, and I was like,
Jesus, dude.
I'm pretty sure I ate half a cow that day.
All right. Yeah, I was talking to those guys.
Hey, when you crash another couple's Valentine's Day, you enjoy their steak and
shrimp. You crash someone's Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Brad and Taryn.
You crashed their Valentine's Day?
What up,
hey, they invited me over, so okay. I said, hey, would you rather come over on Saturday or Friday? And they were like, we got a lot of family stuff on Saturday. I was like, say less. I'll be there Friday night.
Damn.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Golly.
You going to finish that steak or what?
It was kind of flowers.
You would have loved it. We each had our own steak, shrimp, asparagus.
Jesus.
Other than asparagus. That does sound good, though.
No. It was great.
That's very cool. Oh, by the way, I was talking to the guys at Pinky's. I have had a couple of plumbing issues in my home, and I have hired other people before. I'm not going to say the names. You've seen them on billboards,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
You know the commercials, right? But called them, absolutely got fucked over. Oh, I mean, big time on all the rebuilds I need to do on the toilets, how much they overcharged me. There's a bunch of different shit going on. But just know this. I know for a fact, that Pinky's Plumbing, they will not screw you over. These guys are honest. They want your repeat business. Like, the last people that came into my home, I would never hire them again.
Really?
Never. And it was just once I found out how bad I got railroaded, also found out what their business strategy is. There's so many customers, we only want you one time.
Yeah.
And if we can get everyone one time in the area, we're going to make money no matter what. But we're not going to have a lot of repeat business. That's just their model of how they do things. Pinky's is completely different. When they go in, they're not going to fuck you over on the estimate. They're going to tell you exactly what's going on. If you ever had a problem with a contractor in general, you're not going to have those problems.
And he's real serious about that.
Yeah, he is.
That's one thing that really struck me. He's just the integrity and the honesty. And to him, like, He's a pretty easygoing guy, kind of smiles, but when you bring that shit up, man, like, he got so serious about it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Look, man,
yeah.
you don't fuck customers over. Like, dude, we're not asking. I'm just bringing it up. Like, I almost felt threatened saying anything, yeah. Man.
We've been doing a lot of crap, so we went up to the Grand Casino in lovely Shoreline, Washington. They've totally redone that place. I don't know what it was like before.
It is nice, man.
It is very, very cool. The food is amazing. The menu is amazing. Thanks to James for hooking us up. Natalie, the bartender.
You are the best.
You are
the best bartender.
Got cans of men's room in there?
Yes, yep. They do.
IPA?
The big ones. I woke up this morning and went, man, how about that night?
Yeah, I felt like shit.
I did not realize exactly. Ooh, did make a stop at the rickshaw on the way home with Castle.
Did you stop at the rickshaw?
I made sure that he did not drink anymore. Because he's like, let's just get a couple beers. And
that's not what he said.
Yeah,
well, we had shots, but he wanted to hang out and drink beer. And I'm like,
wait a minute.
They didn't drink anymore, Ted, but they just had a couple shots.
I mean, like sitting down and like we walked in. Karaoke's about ready to start at the rickshaw.
No.
It's time to go.
Apparently, he recommended that maybe you guys might do some karaoke.
Well, I'm like, look, I can see them setting up, and I've seen this movie before. And I'm like,
we got kicked out of it.
And he's like, man, because we're at the bar, and I'm reliving all this shit going through my head. And it seems like the same group of characters are lurking around, just getting ready for their moment up there on stage. Not really drinking, just kind of sipping on Coke. So I'm like, oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah.
Karaoke is about ready to start. So we made quick work of that place.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did, because by the time I got home, I'm just like, you know what? It's going to crack a beer. And I'm like,
Yeah. I was talking with him, and he says, yeah, you know, Miles and I, we stopped down at the rickshaw, get a couple shots, and that was a bad idea. Side note, it was my idea.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Because
he's like, let's get some beers. I'm like, fuck no, man. Let's go anywhere else. I love the rickshaw. It's fine. But just when the karaoke starts, doesn't matter where I am.
Yeah.
Typically, I'm ready to move on to a different location.
Well, we stopped at the local watering hole, which I vaguely remember. My wife's going on this morning about my conversation with somebody, and in my head, I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck she's talking about.
Oh, you were out there with that dude for a while.
Was I?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, man, I don't know. I have no idea. As soon as my wife saw me, she joined us last night, but she got there like an hour into it, right? So I'm outside smoking, my wife comes walking up, and she just looks at me and goes, you've had at least 4 shots. Now, she was wrong. I was 6 deep, but I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I just said, maybe. And left it at that. She's like, we've been together for 21 years. She's like,
Did she play any blackjack?
She didn't. I thought she would.
Okay.
So my wife, one thing.
Well, that's the other thing is.
What?
Like, I went home. Actually, frankly, I went home and took a shit. Played a home game. Then I Ubered up there. So, like, I hadn't had a drink yet. So then, like, you guys were all pounding shots and everything. And it was like, oh, we're done.
Yep.
And everybody got up and left. And I was like, God, hang on, man. I just ordered this one.
Come on, man.
I was talking to the bartender. I was like, oh, that's just how they roll. They're in early. And then when they're done, they're done.
Yeah. That's pretty
much. And then I on the ride to the bar, your wife goes, how many shots did you have? And you just laughed and went, I will never answer that.
What a dumb question.
And then I like the realization when we left the bar. Your defense, you didn't drink much of the bar.
No, I didn't.
I think you and that guy were out there. I think you guys started smoking a joint, so you guys were just chatting. And then on the way home, you went, I keep thinking it's Friday and it's not.
Yeah.
And like I was like, oh yeah, and you were like, no, I know. Yeah. I want it to be Friday. And I was like, I hear you, brother.
Yeah,
like,
they have a great Chinese menu, a Thai menu. They've got American, you know, hamburgers and
that the food. Pork belly.
Taco thing.
What is that?
Bow.
Pork belly. Bow. Castle got looked delicious.
Yeah. Food is fantastic. And great service and great people.
So. And they have spring rolls with fucking meat in it. Seriously, man. <Yeah. laughs> They had shrimp and pork spring rolls. I'm like, I'm ordering them because every other time you get fucking spring rolls, it's all that best.
Did that food that you took home, did that even make it to today, or did your kid eat it all?
No, my wife informed me this morning as I was in the. I was going to bring it in for work today. I'm like, man, what the fuck did I do with it? She's like, you left that in the fucking car. I'm like,
oops.
God damn it.
That's cold enough outside.
Otherwise, my son would have eaten it. That is a guarantee, man. If I brought that in, he'd have mounted down.
Oh, here's a good one for you.
Dude, I'm telling you, I know it's not the fanciest Chinese food. I'm telling you, just go through Panda Express for their egg rolls.
Yeah,
seriously.
Oh, you're not kidding.
I need a good egg roll.
So, for a while there, I had a rental car because they were trying to get the parts ordered for the repair work on my car. So, I have a rental car. You know, like anything else, routine wise, I'm not used to it, but whatever. So, Castle, at one point in time, this is like Turns out this is like 2 days before I need to bring the rental car back. All right, so Castle, he goes and fishes in Alaska. He goes down to Astoria. Typically, when he goes up with his father-in-law, he comes home with just
a
pounds and pounds of salmon or cod or halibut, whatever they get into. And so his freezer is limited. But I can't remember, you know, he's doing that weight loss thing, and I can't remember if it was salmon he couldn't eat or whatever they do. I think for whatever reason, he brings in like five of these big pieces of salmon.
Yeah.
So I determine after I've eaten one of these, I'm going to restock and take one home. I do the same thing. I leave the salmon in the floor seat on the passenger side of the rental car. Now, I don't realize I've done this. I pull in, I wake up in the morning, I get in the car, get my coffee, and I'm like, what in the fuck is that? And I'm
smell
like,
it.
Oh, shit. And I look, man, and there's like fish. A defrosted fish just like kind of starting to like bubble up in the wrap like it's growing.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, oh, God. It was in my trash for 2 days. When I took my trash out, it was that was probably the worst thing I ever smelled. But when I took the car back, I mean, I got the windows rolled. Like, when I'm going up Aurora, I've got all four windows down. I'm like, shit, man, this whole thing smells like fish. You know, bad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, man. This is like days after this. Like, right. I can never, I'd pull in and just roll all my windows down all night. I could not get the fish.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smell out. So I took some Lysol. That shit works. I've got a can of Lysol that I've had for 20 years, right?
Right.
I very, very sparingly use this thing. It looks like, you know, old school, big tall can.
When
dude's checking out the car and he goes, smells really clean, man. You did a great job. Like, thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I was trying to keep up the good appearance on this bad boy. It's a pretty good ride for a fact, you know.
Right.
I'm like thinking to myself, like, are they gonna email me later, like, upon further inspection?
Right.
What the fuck is this smell?
Why does it reek of fish in here?
Jesus Christ. We got to one more note. We got to talk to our buddies Ken and Donnie from The Advocates. They came in to cut some new commercials and stuff. Talking to those guys. And I felt bad for them. Obviously, we shooting the shit and find out that they... And you should never feel bad when someone goes to the Super Bowl.
No.
But they went to the Super Bowl. And I'm just sitting there. I don't say too much because I know, look, it's in New Orleans. You're not going to have a bad time in New Orleans, no matter what. We were there for the Super Bowl. You can still get into restaurants. It's not crazy crowded.
Right.
But, you know, you're going to the Super Bowl. So, number one, I know for a fact, I can't imagine being around Philadelphia Eagles fans for maybe 2 days leading up to the game or 3 days leading up to the
game. They're loud.
And I don't know. Everything you've told me about Kansas City fans.
They were great fans.
They're awesome. When we were down there as a 49ers fans, believe it or not, they were great. But then again, we're not the Seahawks.
Correct.
Yeah, right. So there's a big difference.
That's a massive difference.
But to be down there, surrounded by just the loudest group of people that you could ever imagine everywhere you go, and they don't shut the fuck up. They scream. I mean, everyone is yoked. Everyone is ready to fight. Everybody is loud. And then you go and you watch that game, and it just sucks, you know, from top to yes. bottom. The moment, and how much you know, like they do a lot of trips like that where they'll go to really cool events, you know, and use those as their vacations. But man, oh man, I can't imagine, even if I was a fan of either team, dropping the money. Even if the Ravens were playing the Eagles, it's going to suck for the 3 days leading up to it, because you've got to deal with fucking Eagles fans when you're yes. trying to have a fun time for 3 days.
Well, the good news is the Eagles won, because if the Eagles had lost, the Eagles fans would take to stabbing.
Yeah. And I feel like maybe it's the Super Bowl, so you don't get as many of those kind of fans.
Maybe not.
You don't. Cause when we went for the Ravens, one thing that made, obviously, there's a big contingency of 49ers fans, big contingency of Ravens fans, but the Super Bowl's so expensive that a lot of people just buy the tickets at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Right? Whether your team goes or not. Like, if you're a Jaguars fan, you fucking
there's
know.
Guys, there's guys that just do that. No matter what team you're from, they buy them every year.
But it was kind of cool. It almost looked like the NFL draft, because everyone flies their colors. Right? So even on game day, like, I remember a ton of Jets fans that were there. And I just thought, like, this is really cool. So even seeing, I remember there's a couple that were Bengals fans, which as a Ravens fan, typically we talk shit. But it's hard to explain, but like in that moment, everyone's just happy to see
how
each
great
other.
Is
like,
this, man?
Cool, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like people from Boston when they go on vacation. Let's just say they go to Jamaica, right? And I've met these people because they start talking to each other. Where are you from? Whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know, what part of Boston? And yeah, fuck that fucking high school. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck. And they're best friends. But when they go back home, they hate each other's guts again.
Yeah, that's how it works, right?
You know, they're best friends for like a week on vacation. Then when they separate, they're back to hating each other, even when they live in the same town.
Well, when you're out of town, especially somewhere random, and you see somebody else with like even like the team you hate, you're just like, oh man, what are you doing here?
If I see someone with like a Steelers jersey, right? But I'm in, I don't know, fucking Des Moines, Iowa, I'd be like, Ravens fan here. Now, normally we would talk shit, but for whatever reason, in that moment, we're happy to see each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to this day, I hate Gonzaga High School because of the math and stuff. And it's rare, but twice I've seen somebody driving. Once I was walking downtown, and the guy had the Gonzaga sticker, and I was like, ah, Gonzaga, huh? And he's like, oh, yeah, how'd you know it? I was like, well, because DeMath is better. I went to DeMath, and he's like, all right, all right. Right. And then we BS'd for a few minutes.
But you're
same
friends.
Thing, like, any other circumstance, back in D.C., like, I ain't talking to that either.
I was visiting my brother and my sister in Pittsburgh. Go to the Pittsburgh airport, they got a TGI Fridays.
Nice.
I think my flight was at like 9, but TGI Fridays is open at 7:30, so I go to the bar. Dude's wearing a Portland Timbers fucking jersey, right? Beside me, I'm like, the Timbers? He's like, what's wrong with that? I'm like, I live in Seattle. He's like, ah, oh, fuck you. Right? So now we're drinking in the morning. And I don't, like, we get on the same flight to Chicago. And then I'm assuming he's flying to Portland or whatever. So we get off in Chicago.
I've been to that Fridays.
And and where my gate was, I went to the closest bar. It was like an hour and a half, 2 hour layover, whatever. I get there, and there he is at the fucking bar. And I'm like, dude, you know, whatever. And he was getting on a flight to Seattle, then to fly to Portland.
Right.
There was no direct. So we just kept, I mean, it almost seemed like we spent the entire day together drinking. And, you know, at the end of it, all right, well, fuck you then. You know? Right. Fuck Portland, you know. And then,
were you guys on the same flight back to Seattle?
Yes.
Okay.
But then he had another flight to Portland. So we drank in Pittsburgh in the morning. When I get on the plane, I walk by his seat, wave to him, like, hey, bro, what's happening, man?
Okay, twice a while you were on the same plane.
And then we get to Chicago.
What the hell?
We start drinking there for the layover, get fucked up, and then, you know, get on the same flight to Seattle. And
I did it in Vegas.
Now we're buddies.
I did it in Vegas. There was a guy, it's Golfin' Coug, forget his real name, on Twitter. So he was in Vegas. He could see I was in Vegas. So we hooked up at like, I don't know, 11:30 midnight. And somebody in his crew was wearing a Timbers jersey. And same thing. We started talking soccer. And then, we ended up all going to that happy hour like 3 a.m. And same thing. And then like when it left, it was like, all right, well, if I see you in Portland, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice chatting with you.
Dude, good talk.
When the Ravens lost to the Bills in the playoffs, I was flying back from Austin. And at the airport, there's a guy wearing Bills gear. I got Ravens gear, so we stared at each other for 1 second, and then we chatted the entire fucking time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just,
hell of a
dude,
game, man.
Oh, my God. Well, the game was just starting, but the internet was kind of spotty. My son's trying to pull it up on his phone, but we should have been enemies, and under any other circumstance, we would have been. And even though they're playing that, and this is for all the marbles, so to speak, got along fantastically. Super nice guy. I almost felt bad that I was like, hey, fuck you and bad luck to your team.
But that's what the Super Bowl does. It doesn't matter what team you're rooting for. Like, even the opposition. We were talking to 49ers fans, you know, most of the time that we were down there.
Even after the game. You know, there's one guy that's bitter, which I understand, but overwhelmingly, they're like, hey, man, congratulations. I mean, that's cool of you to say, but fuck you.
Yeah, I think it's tough for all those trips, too. Right? Like, the Seahawks and Raiders have a weird kind of not liking each other history. But when I was in London, there was like one Raiders fan that kind of chirped. But it's like, I don't know. Like, what are we going to really go at each other? Like, we all spent thousands to be here.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. So like, I think that's a little bit different. Whereas like most NFL games, just especially you look at your division, you can drive everywhere.
Right.
Yes, you can. You know, you look at college stadiums, especially in the South. Like, people forget, like, those are 3-4 hour drives for all those kids.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, there you go on the men's room happy hour. Have a lovely weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
And yeah, fuck you, Bills. God damn it.
Yeah.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.